Although residential and data center proxies serve the same core functionality, hiding your IP address, they have quite a few differences. In today's article, we'll dive deep into each of these proxy types to help you choose which one is better for business. Data center proxies are proxies that are not affiliated with an internet service provider. They come from a secondary corporation and they provide you with a completely private IP authentication and anonymity. However, data center proxies usually come from data centers and cloud hosting services and are used by many at the same time. Since they are not listed as ISP providers, these IPs can already be flagged by some targets and certain precautionary measures might be taken. But keep in mind that this is not the case with Oxylabs' data center proxies. All Oxylabs' data center proxies are private proxies and ensure little to no IP blacklisting. To learn more about data center proxies, you can see our product owner Nedas explain them in detail on our Oxylabs YouTube channel. What are residential proxies? Residential proxies use real IP addresses supplied by internet service providers to homeowners. Since these IP addresses are attached to real physical devices, using them makes it easy to replicate organic human behavior. One of the most important aspects of residential proxies is ethicality. It is essential that residential proxies are acquired in an ethical manner whereby homeowners give consent and are awarded for participating in the proxy network. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case with other businesses. Oftentimes, homeowners consent to misleading or confusing terms of service and end up being unaware their device is used in a proxy network. Using unethically sourced residential proxies comes with various risks, including disrupted business operations, damaged reputation, and even potential legal battles. As a strong advocate of ethical business practices, Oxylabs aims to procure proxies in an ethical manner, allowing customers to avoid said risks. If you want to read more on the topic, check out our article called Residential Proxy Sourcing Risks, where we explain sourcing risks in great detail. And if you're curious to learn more about residential proxies in general, you can see our video on residential proxies in our Oxylabs YouTube channel. As you may have already picked up, the main difference between data center and residential proxies lies in the source of the IP. Let's have a closer look at the rest of the differences to fully understand how these proxies operate. Residential proxies are legitimate because residential proxy IPs are provided by a real ISP. It makes them look real and legitimate, whereas data center proxies, as mentioned earlier, are created in bulk and come from data centers and cloud server providers, so they can be easily detected and blacklisted if buying from an untrustworthy provider. Additionally, residential proxies can maintain the same IP if needed. They also contain lower risks of getting blacklisted due to the same reasons listed above. Residential proxies are harder to blacklist, ensuring a smooth scraping process. However, they are more expensive as residential proxies are harder to acquire and maintain, hence they cost more. Data center proxies, on the other hand, are non-physical. Data center proxies are artificial, so websites can tell whether you're connected to one. Nonetheless, these proxies still hide your true IP address and provide anonymity if purchased from a reputable provider. And if you use a private data center proxy, getting banned or blacklisted shouldn't come as an issue. One of the most popular use cases for these proxies is market research. They're also fast-paced, which means they are known for their high speed and high performance, making them a great option for when you need to complete a project in a short period of time. To ensure top-tier performance, it is essential that you purchase them from a reputable proxy provider and get the technical know-how how to use them. We offer detailed documentation and professional advice from our account managers. Data center proxies are also cost-friendly. When you're buying in bulk or looking for a budget-friendly solution, data center proxies are the way to go. Compared to residential proxies, they're much cheaper while still delivering security and fast speed if, of course, purchased from the right provider. Now that you know the differences between residential and data center proxies, it's time to narrow it down to which one's better for your scraping needs. When comparing the residential proxies against data center ones, it all comes down to whether you need high security or your top priority is a high speed and you simply need to shield your IP address. Residential proxies don't leave a footprint and won't trigger any security alarms, so they're great for collecting identity-sensitive public data or large amounts of data in general. Many businesses use the residential proxies for review monitoring or ad verification. In most cases, compared to data center proxies, residential ones cover more geolocations. However, if you're looking to scrape public data in a precise location, you should find out whether a provider offers proxies that reside in that region. On the other hand, data center proxies work very well if you have know-how about the proxy technology itself and choose private data center proxies. This way, you'll be able to cover your footprint properly. Oxylabs offer private data center proxies, step-by-step tutorials, and help from account managers to help you complete scripting projects smoothly. Businesses choose these proxies for use cases like email protection, market research, phishing attacks prevention, and many more. Both residential and data center proxies shield your IP addresses. Nevertheless, residential proxies are more secure as the website you visit have a harder time detecting them. But that doesn't mean that data center proxies are not worth looking into. From the right supplier, they'll provide enough security, work faster, and make a cost-friendly solution. Want to find out more about our dedicated residential proxies or back connect proxies? Or maybe you read up on other proxy types such as static IPs? Our blog has many detailed posts on all things proxies. From web scraping tools to using a Python script to scrape public data from websites, we got you covered.